I did a whole week this summer, like in the forest.
By yourself?
No, I was with a pack full of lesbians. Yeah,
Oh.
so I was. So I
Just
learned.
you and the.
It was my. It was.
Are
my,
you queen of the Amazon?
I was the chosen one.
Was it like a gang initiation?
But it was definitely like don't make eye contact. Like very like I had to put like mud on my face to blend in with the tribe. Like, I had to like kind of like go downstream when it was titless happy hour.
Really?
Or braless happy hour.
But why do they care?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Standby Podcast with JJ and Francisco. I'm JJ.
And I'm Francisco with no fucking car.
That's right. Well, let's introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to talk over you or anything, but we got some great energy in this room today because, well, I'm angry from arguing with people earlier. Justin's angry from arguing with people earlier. Not each other. Oh, by the way, Justin Martindale is our guest.
Yes, hello, and I'm furious. Yes.
This is Justin Martindale, an amazing, amazing comic. I'm a pay regular at the Comedy Store and all the major clubs. He's been on E! Show. He had a great entertainment show.
It was a good run.
It was a good run. He did it for like 2 years about fashion. It was called Fashion, right?
What the Fashion, yeah.
What the Fashion. Yeah. Now he has his own podcast with Justine Marino, the name of the podcast.
Glitter and Garbage.
Glitter and Garbage. And you can, you know, listen all the social, well, you know, all the main, you know, you can find it anywhere, right? Mm-hmm, Spotify, iTunes, so check him out. Yeah. Now we have Justin here to talk about.
And now we need to hear about why you are also angry. So hit us.
First of all, I think we should start with Justin because he's a guest. So
Why am I furious?
Why are you furious?
Why not? I'm just because I pulled in here into the lot to park, and just when you think that like you know when you're like today I'm gonna believe in humanity,
human kindness,
holidays,
empathy.
You know, I'm sure people are, actually I saw a woman nut down in a Trader Joe's last night.
Wow.
Wait, nut
like,
down?
Like lose her shit.
Oh,
like
okay.
She's like, don't you touch me, and I was like, oh shit, I gotta get my phone, and I couldn't get it out.
Well, you know, I thought when you said nut down, I thought she said like she had an orgasm.
No. That's in your car, your stolen car.
My car got stolen.
And like I was telling JJ, and I also told a friend of mine whose car got stolen like a week ago. And they told me that they both got their car recovered, but then they were all full of cum. Condoms and coke.
Yes, this is true. I told him, so I've had three cars stolen, but I was telling him one of them, which was found. They were all found, and it all just took a knife, jamming a knife into the steering column kind of deal. One had scissors. I had this old Toyota that had scissors jammed in it. But when they found it in the woods, I still think it's funny your reaction, because they found it. I went, oh, buddy, you probably don't want them to find it, because when they found mine in the woods, it had porn magazines and cum stains everywhere.
Yeah,
he goes, you're the second person to tell me this.
So if you stole my car, just keep it. I don't want it back.
Yeah, it's a stolen.
Is this like a stolen vehicle culture?
Yeah. Car woods orgies.
Yes,
it's all the rage.
It's actually like in the movie The Other Guys. I remember when you were telling me, I was like, "What did I seen this before?" The movie The Other Guys. It happens right there. It's like, I thought it was like a funny thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Will Ferrell's character, his car gets stolen, and then they find it, and it's like, there's like orgies, raccoon orgies, everybody.
But I mean, does that mean that someone's like walking down the street, and they look at your car, and they're like, I could come in that. Like, is that like the appeal? Like, what kind of car did you have?
Plus, my car is like a soccer mom car. So
oh,
it's like a soccer,
yeah.
It's a Kia Sportage. Mm. It was basically like very soccer mom.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? Like a soccer mom was like, I'm done with my fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with my husband.
Yep.
I need to fucking go into an orgy in this car, which is the same car that she probably had, but probably older.
Yeah. I'm hard. I'm just hearing about that.
Well, all you need to do is find Francisco's car.
Please find it.
That's where the party will be.
But yeah, I don't want it anymore. I don't know if I want it anymore. I mean, it's being used.
I guarantee you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Even if it gets returned to you by the police, like, and it's clean, you would still be suspicious.
I can't drive it anymore. It's tainted goods.
Tainted. Yeah. It's dark sided.
Yeah. Like, it's like somebody, like, let's say, okay, somebody fucks in your bed that's not, that you didn't get permission. You still want to sleep in that mattress.
Okay, so it's like if I rented it out my apartment for like an Airbnb.
No, somebody broke it. I mean, like, somebody broke in.
I'm like, because I've come in a lot of beds.
As I was asking this question, I was like slowly thinking, like, you know who you're at.
You know where you're going with.
I was like, maybe I should have asked JJ.
Hey,
but I see what you're saying.
Why am I the guy who hasn't fucked in many beds?
Look, I mean, like, if you tell me, hey, can I stay over your place? And then, like, look, I fucked in my bed. I mean, I'd be like, I know, you know, Justin is fine, but like, I'll wash the sheets.
Thank you.
No, but if somebody broke in into your apartment and you don't know who it is and they fucked in your, you know what I mean? Would you want to still even live there?
I want to know more about this, Francisco. What if somebody you vaguely knew borrowed your car and it was returned with some condoms in the back seat? Would you be done with the car?
Because I left. I gave it to somebody. It wasn't like, I mean, I probably know that somebody.
Because it's all your fault.
Yeah, unless I... You know, okay. Even, yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, but it's like this, I don't know. I don't want it anymore.
Right.
At least they're being safe. I don't know. Like, you're like, oh, good, they have condoms.
That's okay. Sure. No, well,
okay, good.
That's a relief.
By all means, here. these go down.
Oh, man, I don't want to talk about it.
Is that a thing? Do people break into houses? That would be a thing, wouldn't it? Just breaking in.
The end of the day, they're all also fucked up, too. This is not like they're all high and fucked up. I mean, mm-hmm. These are not people that are like making normal decisions. Like, you know what? It's 4:00. We're just going to go fuck in a car. You know, like.
Fast forward.
You go
tomorrow.
Like to a hotel like a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but 'tis the season for fentanyl. You know, it's. It's one of those things.
Well, that was nice.
I can't wait to see how your car is found.
It's just on fire and graffiti, and you're just like, God. What if it's just like horrifying?
I mean, I would want the car to be used for like a robbery or something. Yeah. Like, I mean, something. I was like, all right, at least it was used for like something, but not
that's
like.
That's what I was saying to you. Like, if you're one of those kind of people that personifies your car or gives your car a personality, like names it or whatever, you'd be thinking right now, I hope Betsy's I hope they're taking her on an adventure. I hope she's on a robbery or something and not just getting fucked in the woods.
Oh, she's in some satanic cult right now.
Betsy.
Oh, I know.
A fentanyl. Well, that's a nice intro to a podcast about traveling. That's what we. When you need a car, when you need to travel, sometimes it gets stolen.
Everybody can relate to having a vehicle.
But I know we're here because we want to learn more about you and your travelings and your your adventures and misadventures during comedy and also just travel in general. Just first of all, to start. Are you originally from LA? Oh no, you're from Texas.
Texas,
right?
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
Texas.
So we want to
stereotypical
ask,
Texan is what I always think.
Yeah,
of.
You get it.
Martin, I guess
this is what you think when you welcome to Texas. You see, Justin.
I just expect a state full of Justin.
Just state full of me.
Swarming around, welcoming me.
Impregnating women, making them keep it. You know.
Have you ever worn a cowboy hat?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else. Yeah, I did. I remember when I moved to LA, I had a black cowboy hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But was it for like, because you wanted to be like, I'm from Texas, or
I just had it?
Okay.
I think I took it. No, I had a black cowboy hat and I wore it, and I think somebody like ripped it off my head and ran off with it.
Oh, okay. maybe it's driving my car now.
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah. If that hat is found in your car, that's something else. That's like the lost Toy Story right there.
It's like a welcome to LA, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right. George Bush was president, and they were like, no. I was like, okay, cool. Yep.
So the first question we want to ask you is, like, what was the first travel or that you made for your comedy career? Like when move, what your first?
Yeah, first move. Big move. Like, big did you move? Like, actually, growing up in Texas, when you knew you wanted to be a comedian, how did your parents react when you told them you were a comedian?
Or do you ever wanted to be a first? You wanted to do something? Because I know you started in improv, right?
Yeah. So it's like I remember being in school and stuff, and people were like, you should be a stand-up comic. And I was like, that is not a goal. You know?
They would,
like,
oh, okay.
Well,
but they would
like,
tell
you're
really
that. Funny, and that's cool. You know, all that kind of stuff. And then when I moved out here...
After college or before
Yeah,
college?
Like, I moved out here in, like, 2006, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I didn't start stand-up till like, 2008, the end of 2008. And then I remember telling my parents that... I got past her at the store, and they were like, great.
Well, they, and I was like, they
yeah.
test you?
Yeah, it's like a big deal, apparently. And they're like, that's nice. And I remember like a couple years had gone by, and like my parents were like, so are you still doing that? Still that thing? And I'm like, yeah, it's like my job. And they're like, oh. Like, so, like they get it now, but yeah. like it took them a while to be like, oh, you're like doing things.
Yeah.
And then like this year, it's like, I think I had like a couple tweets and like, or a couple jokes go viral or whatever. And like it made like the news. And so like my parents saw it and they're like, leave Meghan McCain alone. I'm like, no, fuck her.
It all came full circle.
I know. Yeah.
But did you ever want to, was LA the first destination you wanted to go to? Or do you want to go to like New York? Or
oh, no. I didn't want to go to New York.
Just LA?
I could do it. I'm not a New York person.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, it's so, ugh.
So, it's a lot.
And like, it's just, it's a good place to visit.
It's a like, concrete jungle, isn't it?
It's just too much for me. It's too, there's just too much. It's a lot. And everyone's like, I hate people who, especially like those New Yorkers who are just like, ugh, it's the city.
Yeah.
That's New York.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
No, there's nothing like it. I'm like, I'm stepping in human shit outside of an FAO Schwartz. I didn't ask for this.
Home Alone.
Yeah, and it's just, they just leave their trash on the streets, and yeah. it stinks, and it's just, you know, you're in a subway, and there's just an armpit, yeah. like, in your face.
But you can get Chinese food any time of the night.
Oh, okay, I'm in. I just, it's not my thing. It's just, I just feel like it's very, like, stacked on top of everything. And
yeah.
yeah.
You like your space.
It's loud. Yeah, yeah. And there's like, you know, it's all made out of concrete. So I remember like going there for Fashion Week one year and it was, you know, we're staying in Soho and it was like, oh, this beautiful hotel. And I'm just in my hotel room and it's just all night just sirens and screaming. And I'm like, oh, I hate this. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. So you always wanted to move to L.A.?
I always loved L.A. I always watched, you know, like Saved by the Bell,
yeah.
and Melrose Place, and like all these yeah. like California Dreamin', and, you know, listened to the Beach Boys as a kid. And I always thought like, oh, yeah, California's cool. And I came out here and I loved it. So
when you moved to, when you
And came then here- COVID happened. No.
Wow.
Well, this is still better for COVID oh now God. Than it would be in New York anyway.
Oh,
so.
My God. I know. I couldn't even imagine being in New York. No.
It was, did you never came to here first to see it, or you just went blindly? You moved blindly to here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I without moved blindly.
Blindly.
Just found a place and got it.
How'd yeah. you?
Right, and you were solo as well. You did it on your own? Because we always like to ask guests. Because a lot of times, especially at the start of a comedy career, a lot of people have security in numbers. And they go, three of us, and we went to New York together or mm-hmm. whatever. And then slowly my other friends didn't love it as much, and they left, and then
yeah.
it was me. But
I had a friend of mine. We were in We were working in Lake Tahoe a summer, and she was like, "Let's go to L.A. afterwards."
It was like Dirty Dancing. Were you?
Yeah, we were. It was just.
Were you Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I was. I was doing like.
So you were making
theater.
Girls take abortions?
Yes, because they couldn't do them in Texas, okay. So they had to cross state lines to get them done. Yeah, I was way ahead of my time.
He's the perfect abortion catalyst as well. Come with me. That's what the black hat was for.
I was doing like a Shakespearean festival in Lake Tahoe, and this girl was like, hey, come with me to LA. And I was like, I was a little hesitant about it. We found this place in Redondo Beach, which is not LA.
Which is not LA.
Not LA at all. No. And we lived out there, and then I moved. She moved out. She got like another apartment or something, and then I moved to West Hollywood, and I've been here ever since. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, we were just like, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's cool to be able to. I mean, I never had that. I did move here by myself, so it was like always like, you know, I like literally, which one of the things that I wanted because I wanted to like start like a new life kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I didn't want to like know anybody, but it's cool to. I think it's also cool to be able to move with somebody because they just. You can lean in somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, you kind of figure out, especially at the beginning.
You're right, though. It is easier to reinvent yourself if you're alone. You know, then you don't have that friend going, this isn't the person I came here with.
You've changed.
You just think.
And also, when you fail, it's like, who cares? Nobody knows you.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like, it doesn't matter. Like, all the, especially when you're starting stand-up, it's kind of like, you know, you're doing, like, shitty shows. Yeah. And I was like... But there's nobody there that knows you, so who cares? So it's like, I think to me, that was like also like the thing to move here when I moved to LA.
Yeah. Now, making this move takes guts as well to come to LA and to tackle the comedy scene and stuff and make that kind of big move. But were you already a city boy? Are you from Austin?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Yeah. So you're already kind of a city. You were like a city boy. Did you have a big family or anything like that growing up as a.
Do I have a big family?
Yeah. Did you come from a big...
No, I mean, it was not big. I mean, we're not like Mormons or anything.
No,
but like,
not tenious.
No, I mean, you know, there's four kids.
That's big.
That's not big.
Is it big?
In today's standards. That's now people are like, don't even have one kid.
Yeah, that's true. So I have a sister and two brothers, and then my mom and my dad. And yeah, I mean, we had, you know, his family was like South Texas. My mom's was like Tennessee, Mississippi. Yeah.
So I guess the thing I'm getting to is like, so when you grow up in that family, did you have adventurous holidays when you were a kid that led you to go, oh yeah, the world is my oyster. I've got no problem just packing up and going to LA like this. I can have these kind of adventures.
We did like road trips for sure. I remember there were like summers where we had like we'd pack up the van. We had like a sliding door van.
And oh, the like, one that like
and like the one. Little TV that hooked into the cigarette lighter.
We'd
watch like all these VHS tapes. So we take like road trips out here to California because my dad's sister lived out here in California, and
so
we did
it wasn't
like
that
Disneyland
part of your comfort zone.
No, I knew several trips in like, you know, being a kid going to like, you know, Beverly Hills and going to the tar pits and all that stuff. It wasn't like, I wasn't like, oh, this is all very new. Like I had already as a kid seen it.
Yeah.
Like I remember going to Vegas as a teenager.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I mean, we did do like road trips and stuff like that. So that was fun.
Right on.
Camping. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
I don't see you as camping.
I'm a camper. Yeah.
You're a camper?
He's camping.
Are you like a good, like a, like you know how to like build a fire and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. I mean, now
I did a whole week this summer, like in the forest
by yourself.
No, I was with a pack full of lesbians. Yeah, so I was. So I learned.
You and the...
It was my.
Are you queen of the Amazon?
I was the chosen one.
Was it like a gang initiation?
But it was definitely like don't make eye contact. Like very like I had to put like mud on my face to blend in with the tribe. Like, I had to like kind of like go downstream when it was titless happy hour.
Oh, really?
Or braless happy hour.
But why do they care?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. I did. I was like, okay, ladies, I'll be.
Okay. I don't want to have anything to do with this.
So when the sun sets down, I'll be back. Okay.
Put your breasts away. Stop making me uncomfortable.
It's funny because I was like, okay. You're like, yeah, I don't want to see this.
No, it was just, you know, I built a tent, had a bucket. Yeah, it was great.
Really?
There was a porta potty. There was some mushrooms. It was awesome.
Nice.
So good.
Oh, right.
Great.
But this is the first time you did it, or you've been to camping before?
I've been camping before. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm more of a glamping guy.
Yeah.
I can
do both.
Yeah. No, I can only do glamping. I don't. I just.
You've graduated.
No, I just never even.
Even in your 20s, you weren't.
I'm not. I mean, I never. It's not my thing. I mean, it's not my bag.
Yeah. Right. If I'm gonna camp, I need like a body of water near me. I want like a river or a beach or something like that, and I don't want strangers around me.
Right.
Okay. I mean, there's people who just camp on top of each other and they'll bring like their sound systems and shit. I'm like,
Yeah. No. Music festival camping. No. That's what I have a lot of experience in doing. Music festival camping.
Like Coachella camping?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do that.
Where the body of where you wake up in the middle of the night after a rainstorm and the body you're on the body of water.
Oh, see that's
that's Glastonbury in England.
But it's like water mixed with like poop.
My tent got washed away in the middle of the night. We just woke up. We were just on like a rapid in our tent.
Good God.
We had to step out and just watch our tent just get washed away.
Where were you?
Glastonbury in England. The Glastonbury Music Festival. The biggest music festival in the world. But often every second festival gets washed out with rain and everybody loses their tents and you're all displaced. By the third day of the festival, everybody's covered in mud and
what a good old pastime.
It's
a rite of passage.
Well that gives way to the glamping. After you do that and you get into your 30s and you're like, all right, no more. I need a trailer.
Yeah. That's what I like. It's like if I can go with a group of friends that I know that they're not going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like camping or even traveling with people can definitely
That's why I tell people, like, I mean, when if you're in a new relationship, travel so you'll get to know if it's going to function or not.
Yeah.
You never know when, like, I mean, that's when you really know the person. And also, like, when bad shit happens, how they're going to react, you know, if they're going to go nuts or whatever. So it's like, I always say, like, yeah, if you want to, but yeah, that's how you get to learn somebody. So it's like, it's good to go with people that you already know that are cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's an element of stress to camping.
Oh my God. There's an element of stress to everything. Even traveling. Yeah. I mean, my God. I mean, we're doing that this weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, we've traveled a lot. We've traveled.
So you guys are, you guys are camping together.
No, yeah, we'll thank fuck for that. We will not be camping.
But it was close.
But yeah, it's Omaha.
I know.
I don't think I've been to Omaha yet.
I've been to Omaha. Where are you guys staying?
We've got Omaha, Milwaukee, and Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
But like back to back to back?
Back to back to back.
So how do you get to the other places? Do you have to like take a bus?
We're flying every day, except for, actually, you're right. From Milwaukee to Minnesota, there's no flight. It's the Milwaukee to Minnesota one, right? And I think, or no, it's Omaha to Milwaukee. There is, you're right, there's no direct one. We have to fly to Chicago.
Oh, right.
We're flying to Chicago and getting the bus from Chicago.
Well, Chicago to Milwaukee is like an hour. Yeah.
So yeah. It's not that bad. I mean, but it is crazy that's. It's the middle of the states. I know, I'm new
like,
to this
what?
Country, but
what is this
it's really hard to get around in the middle of the states.
I can't do a bus. Look at my hair. Are you kidding me? Everyone's going to be like, what happened to him? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's why you need your black cowboy hat.
I know. Looked like he lost a bet.
to be fair to Jim Jeffries, it'll be a car. It'll be a nice hire car.
It's going to be like a fucking Escalade. Like, we're like, oh, these hardships we're in. What are these circumstances?
We have an hour to the
but
city.
That means, but that's if they he's going to allow you to drive in. I mean, maybe he's like, no, sorry, you guys got to take your own car.
I just hope it's okay because there is a blizzard warning. Yeah. In Minnesota, and I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Well, you know that if last weekend was a good example, because last weekend there was a blizzard as well, but some people from Minnesota wrote me and said, oh, but it disappeared the next day. I'm like, okay.
Is the blizzard.
Just like racism.
It always comes back. So the blizzard, if something happens and you guys are stuck, you know, and then, so who. Who would you eat first, JJ or Jim?
Like we're an Argentinian soccer team.
Yeah,
we're trapped in the.
I mean, I gotta go with Jim. He's
meatier.
He's meatier.
Yeah. You're like,
he's meatier.
He's meatier, and he's been puffing on those fake cigarettes for years. So I think it's coated his insides with a candy like layer.
Yeah.
So he probably.
But this is after he's passed out, or like.
Oh no, we need him alive.
British Columbia is hardcore.
Whoa.
We need him alive.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I can muffle screams.
Is he your buzz?
I didn't invent the game. He diplomatically said, is this after he passed out?
Yeah, like,
the
I mean, like,
that we,
you gotta freeze the butt. You gotta go for the butt.
Really?
Yeah, the butt. Where the meat is. You gotta get that fork in the butt.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Alive?
No, I have not.
Oh, right.
That's like what happens. I thought that's why you brought it up.
I just brought it up.
Just a casual cannibalism? Yes.
They always ask this in Venezuela. It's a common party question.
So in the movie, they eat the butt first?
Yeah, you go for the butt.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. But like, so what?
It's 2021. You go butt first, you know? You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're eating the cheeks. They're not eating
the
ass.
Cheeks. No, they're not. Well, they're eating the muscle from the butt. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're not like, ah! You know, they're not doing that. They're like, now's my time. He won't know.
He was like, you know, I'm not dead.
Wait a minute, I was just sleeping. Oh shit! He froze alive. God.
He's like, we're not. There's not even a blizzard. What are you doing? Why are you?
It's 60 degrees outside. It's just an LA winter. I'm just laying in a park.
We're in Redondo Beach.
Oh,
all right. Well, yeah. I mean, I obviously you would like. I don't know. To me, I would really have to be like almost like crazy because I'm very like. Hypochondriac and stuff like that. So even just to eat somebody, I would have to clean it. I'm like, you know, right?
These are good details considering it was you that asked the question. I like how you dipped in and you went, this kind of grosses me out. Actually, I feel insulted that either of you are even answering the question.
Yeah, but it's true though. I couldn't put like. Survival.
I mean, like you're. I mean, like we're talking about like we're used to fucking drinking Evian water, and now you're like, hey, now you gotta eat some
close, yeah.
chunk of ass.
Oh yeah, you gotta
so
be.
So it's kind of like. I mean, you got to be almost nuts to be like, fucking, I'm so hungry. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I'd be like, even if, like, if I have some sanity, like, I would cut it, but then I'd be like, all right, I need to boil it or something.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I mean, when they crashed in the Andes, it wasn't immediately. They didn't crash immediately and then somebody go, all right, you know what this means? We're
game
all
on.
Allowed to eat ass now.
We're just refueling.
The one, like, closeted soccer player's like, finally.
Hat trick.
Yes. But it's true. Like, I watch those survival shows.
Yeah.
What's the one that's on that I love? It's called Alone.
The Bachelor?
No, The Bachelor. That's the survival. No, like, Alone. It's like a competition show where it's like a group of, I don't even know how many. I think they do, like, 10 to 15 people. But they separate them all along. I think it's actually in, like, British Columbia, somewhere out there, maybe.
Oh, really?
But they do, like, they separate them all along this, like, river or body of water or something. And whoever stays alive or stays the longest, and you don't know who's tapped out. So whoever taps out last gets, like, $1 million or whatever. But they got to build their own house. They got to build, like, they got to eat, feed themselves. And all that shit. And there's, like, animals at night, and they have to document everything. So they have, like, night vision, and there's, like, a bear outside their shelter, and they're all, like, losing weight and emaciated. Oh, yeah.
This is a show you like, right?
But
so
it's pretty fun.
It's
kind of like Survivor.
Know,
yeah, yeah.
How do they know when they've won then?
There's a boat that comes up to them and says they've won. So it's like when they tap, they have walkie-talkies. So if they're like, hey, I'm out, the same boat will come and pick them up, and they're done.
Right.
But the other players don't know that somebody has left the competition. So they're having – so it's like kind of like it starts playing mind games. You're like, well, I think I'm on like day 40. Do I, you know, keep going? But it's really crazy how like the mind works under those circumstances.
Yeah.
And you'll see someone like being like, I just need some protein. And they'll like just like – They can't fish, or they're like,
and they go, they just
eat ass. That's how they stay alive. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. There was one guy. There was one episode where this guy
was
like
protein.
Yeah, he was catching all these fish, and he was smoking them. That's like, you know, smoking the fish and keeping them in his tent.
Oh yeah, because you put salt.
Yeah, and he wasn't.
That's how you
eating them. So he kept losing weight and losing weight and losing weight. He was hoarding the fish.
Smart.
No, he was like, he almost died.
Oh.
And like, he had to tap out because his body, his organs.
Why didn't he just eat it?
Because he went like mentally ill. He was just like, no, I've got fish. And they were like, well, you're not eating it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, wow. Oh, that's how that works. Yeah. It's crazy. Wow.
Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Couldn't do a survival show. No, no.
Oh, no. I mean, as soon as they go in there, first of all, you're already naked, walking around naked. I don't like walking around naked. I don't even like doing it at the gym. Even like barefooted, I was like, I'd be like, that's it, I'm out. It's like, we haven't even started. Nah, not for me. I'm good.
But you did an audition video and everything. I know. I thought maybe I'd be able to. They told me just gotta submit any audition that
yeah. you get. You know, it doesn't matter. It's all about the casting director.
Yeah, never say no.
They told me to slate, and I did. But I'm out.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I'm also, I'm like, why? Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, I'll do it when it needs, when the world's ending, and then you have to do it. But like, why am I gonna do that?
Yeah, well,
like,
maybe you should practice. Maybe you gotta get your practice in.
No, I'm good.
Then you know you're ready for the world to end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right. I'm not. It's not my thing. It's not my. No.
So what are your Omaha tips then? So we've got Omaha, Milwaukee, Minnesota, and we've got a couple of. I mean, it's middle of the day flights for the most part.
It'll be fine.
So it's not too bad.
God.
I mean, it's fun when you're doing. I have to do those kind of, you know, trips by myself. You know, so you know, because I got to do those like college gigs sometimes. You know, so it's like, it's fun. It's when it's like you got people, you know, with you. So like, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
so
even I've already got my bars picked out. Is that weird?
Your bars?
I don't think so. Because do you remember?
What do you mean?
Justin and I.
Oh,
actually,
your drinking bars.
My like after the show drinking bars. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like protein bars.
Oh no,
this is how we're thinking.
Booze. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got
my bars picked out.
No, I think it's a good idea, man. Because do you remember when we did Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember we went for a walk between the shows, like for an hour and a half. There was nothing.
Nothing.
It was like dead downtown Seattle. We're just walking around. So having a game plan is probably.
I'm ready to go. I've got the mix in Omaha, got This Is It in Milwaukee, and then got the stagecoach in Minneapolis. That's where we went last time.
Is
the guy in the shower? Remember that? Oh, you weren't with me. Were
I wasn't
you?
In
that
Minneapolis.
Wait, what? Last time I went.
There
was a guy in the shower.
I go to Minnesota. I go to Minneapolis with Jim, and we go to a strip bar afterwards. You go to Minneapolis with Jim.
I take Jim to the gay bars. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I think that's so exciting because I want to see like how small towns like
very different
rage.
Shower.
Well, yeah, and we went into this. We went into this bar. Right next to the theater we're performing at.
Is it like private? Or
no,
like...
no. And like everyone left the theater and we all went to this bar. I didn't even know if it was like gay or straight. Mm-hmm. It's literally like down the street.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we all just kind of like hopped over there and we go in there and like there's girls and guys and people from the show and they're all like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Thank you for coming. And then all of a sudden my back is turned to this wall and Jim's like, oh my God, turn around. And I turn around and there's this like butt ass naked dude. Yeah, you hate being naked. This guy did not. There's this butt ass naked guy in a plexiglass shower and he turns it on and he just starts showering. And I'm looking around at everybody, even the girls, and they're all just like having a normal time. They're all just like, yeah, that was really a fun time. And I'm like, can anyone see what's happening here? And they were like, oh, and I asked this girl and she's like, it's shower Saturday. And I'm like,
of course.
How foolish of me. So
I
then
forgot.
We realized there's a slit in the plexiglass.
Okay.
And Jim's like, hey, go give him a dollar. And I'm like, no, but yes. So I get the dollar. I'm like, I just want to see what it's. So I put the dollar in there. This guy slaps the dollar with his dick and then drags it up the plexiglass. And I'm like, it was like the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. But then I thought about it. How does he go home? And like, say if he has a roommate and they're like, how was your night? And he just has all this wet money. Like, oh, I had a really good night, Frank. You know, like he's just like hanging it up on a clothesline,
like 1920s Mary Poppins.
Yeah, but also it's like Minnesota where it's like freezing, and this guy's just naked in a bar showering. I'm like, what's the hot water pressure in there like? I need to know.
Suddenly doesn't seem so bad that a stripper's on their knees, like, you know, wrapping the bills up. At least they're dry.
They're dry, yeah.
At least, you know, it might be thought of as demeaning when they're down there collecting all the money.
And is he actually, like, showering? Is he actually, like cleaning himself, or is he just doing, like,
there's, like, soap, yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, a soap fantasy happening, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shampoo? Conditioner.
I don't know what brands he uses. Oh, you ask me.
No, I'm going like.
I thought you were like, what shampoo does he use? I'm like, well, I definitely saw a Pert Plus vibe in the shower. I think if you're in a plexiglass shower, you're definitely using Pert Plus. Some fucking Vidal Sassoon knockoff.
I mean, I guess if that's because I know I've seen other ones where like the guy's like just dancing. I mean, like. I guess that's
like a normal go-go dancer, right?
Yeah, but I guess that one is kind of cooler, I guess, because you just got to take a shower.
Shower Saturdays.
Right?
Yeah.
But for how long, though?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's a big place, though. I remember the...
Is it just one guy showering?
Yeah, it was just one, yeah. But I don't know. There's probably like a rotation.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe they're done. They're like, all right, man, go in there, get them.
Yeah, you can't shower for so long.
They give them the light.
Oh, you get the 10 o'clock set? I'm on at 6. Yeah. I'm on just before happy hour and after the buffet sale.
I will look and make sure, like, because I'm already like planning it. I'm like, I'm going. I'm gonna.
Are you gonna go back to that one again?
Yeah, I haven't been back. I haven't been there since.
Is it gonna be on Saturday?
I'm gonna watch a man shower.
Yes, it is on Saturday.
Shower Saturday, man.
Yes, it is on Saturday. Oh, and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna look. I'm gonna check out the shampoo.
Yes.
And I'm gonna look if there's sandals, because I didn't look last time if there were sandals.
I don't like that, like barefooted.
Now I'm wondering if there will be a snowstorm.
Oh, I'm sure they don't clean
it. I hope it would be. I hope they have standards.
No.
I hope they have standards where the naked men shower
in
public.
No, it's not the station. It's the saloon. It's called the saloon.
Oh, it's called the saloon.
The saloon in Minneapolis. Shout out saloon.
Oh, nice. All right, let us know when you come back.
Oh, yeah, you're going to come back and tell the whole story. You have to.
I think it's going to be quite the
Maybe JJ gets in the shower.
We lost Justin to sex trafficking in Minnesota.
He's showering right now.
Well, two of us had two shows.
He was found the next morning in a car covered in cum in the woods.
In my car.
Mr. Francisco's car, yeah.
I'm like waking up
with a black hat on next to Francisco's car.
Francisco Ramos. Oh God.
Wait, so how does the interview go for that, the shower position?
I don't know. I'm very interested.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you
you showered? How do you feel? How do you feel about showering in public?
Yeah.
And,
right.
What is your comfort level? Like, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is first time in the shower.
Good
it's
God.
Gary.
And like, yeah, right. Just like.
Just being shy. And
if you guys are there on Sunday, they have a shower contest.
Oh, hey. Good. Do
Unfortunately,
it.
We have to leave.
Snowstorm. Oh, snowstorm.
Yeah. You guys, I'm getting us home.
It's like an episode of Saved by the Bell.
They don't call me Snowplow Martindale for nothing. Oh my God, no one says that.
Wait, what's the contest? How do like Sundays. How do people how do you judge that?
I don't know.
You judge the technique of the shower, or you take or you
Yes, he sponged down really well.
Yeah, no, you bring your own squeegee.
Just like a bikini contest. How would you judge a bikini?
That's just body.
But see, that would be me. Like if I lived in Minneapolis, that would be me. It's like, you know this next comic from Judging Shower Sundays, and I'm like, hey guys. Cold outside, am I right?
Yeah, no, you can. When you judge a bikini contest, I mean, it's
just
a
body.
I bet it's the same thing.
It's not,
but they don't
just
get fully
body.
Nude.
They do little tricks. They do little, you know, you do something.
They're judging the body. I mean, like, well, for bikini contest, what are you judging? Like,
yeah, but you judge swag and personality and demeanor.
No, you're not.
No, what? Okay, no.
The picture they have on there is not that of a.
There you go.
Of a strong body.
Yeah, no, somebody's gonna.
Oh no! Oh God. That's a lot of bones.
Yeah. You put a little extra
into
it.
That's like, ooh, God, that's too skinny. Too skinny, yeah.
Yeah, that's like
even
a
I
machinist.
Know an attractive man when I see one.
Yeah.
That is not. This shower or no shower.
Could they not get a better body? And I'm not trying to body shame, but like, Jesus.
I reckon I can take this competition down.
I mean, that's a very skinny person. That's like a I could say something, but it'll be really awful.
Yeah, and is it supposed to be a flash dance?
It's supposed to be a flash dance, but
it's not
a no.
Should be done.
Well, I mean, I want to hear what happens if you guys got in the shower.
But see, I think
no, we'll definitely look.
But
maybe that was the winner, though. Maybe the winner did a little.
That
flash
definitely
dance.
Was not the winner. That was not that. No, that was. Yeah.
What I want to, so now that you're going to go on this trip with JJ and Jim, and you know, do you take anything with you that's sentimental or it's like
are you
brings luck? So, you know, when you travel and stuff,
do I take something?
Like, do you do something? Do you take something with you that's superstitious for you or sentimental of value of you? Or are you superstitious when you travel? Like, do you go nothing?
I usually take Xanax with me.
here's a question for you, Ben. Like, and when you perform on stage, and you select your outfits carefully when you're on stage.
You know me.
Yeah. Now, is it something that you, like, do you feel, because I do, I like to wear clothes that I've worn before on stage. They have to have, sometimes the stage clothing has to have a little bit of experience itself.
He likes to wear dirty clothes.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to say.
I wear dirty clothes.
It's like, they get experience, a little smell, like you haven't taken,
Yes, that's what I like. I like a big
something
mud,
worn in.
A big mud stain on my shirt. No, but yeah, do you feel
I like new stuff.
About what you wear on stage?
I do. Yeah. I think so.
All right. So what do you wear?
I don't know. Like, it's got to be comfortable for the stage, but it's also got to be like, it's got to be cool. Because I feel like Jim just wears like a jacket and a shirt and jeans.
Jim's kind of become a suit guy lately.
Kind of, right?
He's been wearing suit jackets.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he will on the road.
Yeah.
But he definitely, like, lately.
Like
in
a
LA,
full suit? Like Seinfeld?
Yeah, like full, like an adult. He's been dressing like an adult on
stage
lately.
Very
and
weird.
I don't know how to keep up with it because I'm not ready.
Midlife crisis.
I'm going to wear sweaters.
I'm going to do sweaters.
You're doing
sweaters. You don't get too
I
hot.
I have two new sweaters.
Sometimes I get hot on the sweaters.
I feel like if anything has trained me for being hot on stage, it's definitely the Comedy Store. Like,
right. Oh,
the main room, especially, like, the main room is one of the hottest rooms.
Remember when I saw you here and you were like...
That's one of my favorite stories. So, like, I'm walking down the hallway and I'm just drenched. And Francisco's like, are you okay? And I'm like, it's really hot in here. And he's like... Do you have high blood pressure? Start taking aspirin. I'm oh God. I'm like, is anyone else hot?
Do you have high blood pressure?
It's hot as
shit. Because he was hot, but he wasn't that hot, and he was like sweating a lot.
I was sweating
and I'm
so
like,
much.
I felt like, I felt I needed to take an emergency situation.
Yeah, you're like, Justin, maybe like thin your blood out a little bit. I was like, everything's fine.
But you were just off stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
But it's so hot. I actually have three new outfits for this weekend.
There you go.
Wait, you bought them specifically for this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Three new outfits.
I mean, I'm in Omaha and Milwaukee and Minneapolis. Let's show them some fashion.
Yeah.
So when you go to, because I'm the opposite. When I go to those places sometimes, I go, and I think it's more of like a safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to blend in.
Oh, no.
So they're like, where are you from? You know, so I'm like, I'm Frank Rams. You know, so I don't.
What's the name again?
Frank Rams. That's my name in the middle of when I go in the South.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Frank Rams.
Frank Rams.
Okay. It's quite the
everything. Frank Rams. And I wear a fucking hat and I'm all like, yeah, how about them score, boys?
Austin.
Wow, what is it like in the South?
I did do that. And when Forrest and I were in Texas not too long ago, I wore like a. But that's why I just feel like I can do that there. But like, I don't know. I just feel like if you're the venues we're playing are like these,
they're theaters. Well, yeah, I'm talking about I mean, that's different.
So
yeah.
I guess I just kind of have it like as a respect of like, oh, I'm going out to the theater. Like if I went to go see a show,
yeah, you want
to
look good.
This is how I would dress.
Yes,
yeah,
and I see that because if it's a theater and like it's a different vibe. You gotta dress better than the crowd.
Yeah,
I think so. You know, like so they because yeah, you're paying for them. Like
yeah,
yeah, you know,
like
the
a comedy
thing.
Club. It's like okay, we're a baseball hat, we're shorts.
Yeah. That's what I was
talking
about.
Yeah, it's hard to fly halfway across the country to do a show and look like you just got off your couch to barely.
It's hard.
No, I mean, it's not a good look.
You're like old dirty clothes. So like. What do you wear?
No, I like clothes with experience. I like something that I've stormed gigs in, you know?
Something that feels familiar.
Something, Goodwill.
Yeah,
you know, that you get on Goodwill with experience.
I'd like to dress like a hobo on stage.
Well, I mean, but that is the routine that I do. It's like I'll get into the hotel room, I unpack everything.
Yeah.
But lately, the like next day shit, I'm just kind of like, you know what?
Are
I'm
you
here
a check
like
carrier? Are you for this 4 days or 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would not check in. Are you checking in?
Checking in what?
The bag.
Oh, we can't. Oh. We don't check bags.
Oh, you don't? Mm-hmm. Even if you go for like a week?
No.
What? I just went for a week. I had a check bag.
If I'm by myself,
Francisco's.
I can check. But like.
Oh, he doesn't like checking bags?
Well, No. It's just kind of, we all kind of like travel together. And so we hate like waiting.
Waiting, yeah.
So we'll just be like, okay, we can carry everything in a carry-on, it, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, this weekend will go by really, really fast, I'm sure, hopefully.
You're really losing this question lately as well, because usually, and you, before we started doing these in studios,
for a week.
You had a lot of people on your side, but since we had Kirsten,
I was for like
last,
10
a lot
days,
of people
I,
aren't
I brought,
checking in.
But it was by myself.
I did 10 days and I had a carry-on.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was hard, but I did laundry at a friend's house,
okay.
That was fine.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah, I but bet. I was like, ooh, that was rough.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah.
But I'll get to the hotel room. I take everything out, and then I'll before the show I take a shower, fix the hair, moisturize, slap my face.
Me too. And then cover my clothes in shit.
But I mean, there are those,
get ready and get on stage. But,
and there are those times where we do get to the theater, and like right when we get there, it's like, okay, come on, we're going, and you're like, but I just. What? And like you like get up to the stage and they're like, all right, show's starting.
Oh, you gotta go in right away.
It's nuts. It's a lot. It's a lot, but so much fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just start crying.
And now do you steam or do you iron when you bring your clothes and stuff?
Like No.
You don't need to. It's ready to go.
A sweater.
Oh, it's a sweater.
Yeah.
It's just sweaters.
No,
not shirts.
I mean, if they have a steamer in the room. Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, pull out an iron and all that shit, no.
It all depends on your energy level, doesn't it?
Really does,
it's like,
yeah, if you have time, like I was in New York and, you know, this past week, and I had this theater show on Saturday, so that one, the whole afternoon, I ironed my shirt.
The whole afternoon?
I mean, I had the whole afternoon to,
chill.
I take a long time ironing.
You gotta be perfect.
I know. I love New York, the energy, the vibe.
The jokes don't even need to land as long as the audience is going, he looks good.
Yeah.
He looks good. I'm not even listening.
That shirt is pressed. That's a comic I could get behind.
Boy, is he...
I would eat him first.
And then this time that you guys go, well, also, this is mostly when you travel by yourself or you can travel with people. Like, do you do stuff while during the cities that you go?
I think we just covered that in that gay bars and showers and stuff. I think that's and that's usually on tour. That's frequently what we end up doing is
going to gay bars.
We go to bars.
Showers.
Well, no, we go to bars after shows. We're not a day event thing. There's no time that Jim's ever been like, I really want to check out the zoo.
Yeah, no. I mean, we did one, like, when we were in Oklahoma, because we were driving, and we went to the Tiger King,
that's cool.
Where that was all set up, and it's, like, crazy and abandoned now. But then we, like, kept driving. But, like, we're not, we usually
But what about
there.
When you're by yourself? When you travel by yourself, you have a show by yourself. And you have time during the day.
Yeah,
or
I'll do it. Or if I'm with somebody, if I'm with someone else. Like, I remember when I was in Texas, I did some stuff. I went and checked out some friends who had, like, you know, some coffee shops that they've opened and stuff like that. And hung out in the parks and all that stuff. And then when I was in Seattle, I did, like, you know, the Fisherman's Wharf and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Like, but there's nothing specific that you go, like, some people love to be like, I just love finding the best coffee or finding the best food. That's
Or going to see a sport. Do you like sporting events at all?
I
like,
love
sports. Are you crazy after that? Because when we do Milwaukee, we are like a stone's throw from the Milwaukee Bucks stadium. And I bet you can't wait to get
that
on stage.
That is a basketball team?
It is.
Okay, good. Is it a basketball team?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They won the championship.
It's a bunch of dudes who get in the shower.
Are y'all going to that?
No, I did it last. So I was in Milwaukee with him a few years ago, and I just wanted to see what the stadium is like, and it was just across from the venue that we were playing. So I literally went for like a quarter,
Okay.
And then came back for the end of the show. So it wasn't because it's the same time as our shows, right? So any sporting event usually happens when we're on stage anyway. So I was lucky enough to sneak away, watch for a quarter, and come back.
Yeah,
I do like to do that I'd like to see big venues. You know, I like to see other big venues other than the theaters that we're playing.
Justin likes to say big showers.
Yes, yeah,
I do.
That's what he likes.
That's my Horcrux. Yeah, big showers. Well, no, my friend Trixie Mattel has a bar that she just bought during the pandemic.
I know that.
I recognize her name.
Trixie Mattel. She's a horrible homeless woman. No, she is a drag queen friend of mine. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's how I okay.
And Jim's friends with her all of a sudden.
That's
I was like,
what
oh,
it is.
Bitch.
That's how I know.
Wait, who's friends with her?
Jim Jeffries is friends with Trixie Mattel. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Jim Jeffries is unabashedly a fan of RuPaul's.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I love it. I watch it with my girlfriend. I mean, right now we're finishing watching the UK Drag Race one. Mm-hmm. And we watch it all the time, so I know.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Trixie opened a bar in right down the street from the venue called This Is It. So I'm going to go check it out.
Where?
In Milwaukee.
Oh,
so
right.
From Milwaukee.
So is that that's Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
We going?
Yeah,
I'll go.
It's called This Is It, and I can't wait to walk in and be like, this is it? Okay. All right, well, we did it.
Why is it This Is It?
I don't know. It's like the oldest gay bar in Milwaukee, and Trixie bought it, like saved it from shutting down.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, so it's the same, she didn't change the name or anything?
Like no, that. It was like an old dive bar, and it was like, this is all we have in Milwaukee, and they were going to close it, and Trixie was like, nope.
I'll buy
which
it.
I think is kind of badass.
Nice. With Katya?
With Katya. Not with Katya, but I don't know if Katya did, but Trixie can do whatever the fuck she wants. I'm like, Jesus. It's amazing.
Yeah, Trixie Mattel.
Is there a play on words that I'm missing in Trixie Mattel?
Well, Mattel, like
Mattel
the toy.
Mattel is from the Barbies, right?
And then Trixie was a... why am I giving Trixie all this fucking like shout-out shit? I think Trixie was a name that her dad used to bully him when he was a child. Because he was a little like gay boy, and he kept calling him Trixie, and then he kind of owned the word and became Trixie Mattel.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you, Trixie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
Wow. Ooh. I didn't know that.
A little dark, but real.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get Trixie Mattel.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
after this,
not busy at all. She's like, I have to go open up some bars.
And she's going to come here. She's like, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Buddy, I want to ask you about your travel outside of America. Mm-hmm. You got a favorite destination or anywhere that you've been, holiday or for work or anything like that? Is there a place that sticks out?
I did back in 2009.
Whoa.
I went on this like amazing cruise.
Where?
I went to Egypt.
Comedy related? Or?
Yeah, I got like hired to do like comedy on this ship.
Wow,
which was fun, but like a lot. It was a lot.
Was it an 18
like
to
a lot of shows
kind of thing?
It was it 18 to 30?
Yeah, 18 to 30s cruise. You know, like
it was a gay cruise.
Oh, it was a gay cruise.
It was like it was
like because I got hired to do one and it wasn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet yours was.
It was fun. Like a circuit party, like every night. Just.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
everyone. Wow. Everyone was just like, "What's the theme tonight?" Like everyone. Oh yeah, yeah.
And you were had to perform there?
I had to perform in this like small like cabaret room, which was fun. It was a good room, but then like literally next door, was like the grand ballroom where like fucking Patti LuPone's performing. It's like Patti LuPone and Justin Martell in the YooHoo room or whatever the fuck it was. And God, and it was, and so we went to Egypt. I saw the pyramids. I saw the Sphinx, which was cool. Then we went down to Greece, and we went to Mykonos and Santorini.
Wow.
And
how long was the cruise?
It was like 11 days.
Okay. How many shows did you have to do?
I think I did like 8.
Right. So every night you were basically at that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But then like we went, I fell in love with Greece. Greece was, God. And then after that, we went to Italy. So we went to like Rome and Naples and like the, what's the volcano? Vesuvius, that kind of over there. And yeah. And then I spent some time in Rome afterwards and came back. And that was, that was a great trip.
Nice.
Egypt is like meh.
You didn't like it?
Didn't really like it.
No. Why not?
Just lame.
Really?
You're just there and you're like, okay.
This is it?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot.
It's just you see it and you're like, all right.
Are you talking about the pyramids or the whole? I mean, or the city, everything.
Cairo specifically, everyone's always like, do not go to Cairo.
Oh, Cairo's scary as fuck.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's just like.
Like an Indiana Jones.
No. No, it's very like I remember I saw, when we were there, there was like all these children just run up to you, kind of like when you're in Mexico, like they're very like
Dominican.
They see Americans and they're like Obama dollar, Obama dollar,
right.
And we're like,
really?
And then they give you something, and then you're like, I don't want it. And they're like, no, take it. And then you take it, and then they start fucking hitting your legs and wanting you to pay them. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Get out of here.
It's the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Exactly. It's literally Hollywood and Highlands.
It's outside Grauman's Theater. Wow.
So, but I mean, like, Greece was gorgeous. I loved Greece. And then, like, a couple years ago, I went to the, Lebanon. I did Beirut Comedy Festival, which was really fun and weird. Oh, I didn't know I was going to fall in love with a city like I did with Beirut. Beirut's a cool city.
Really?
Yeah, and we did. It was like me and Brett Ernst and Chinedu Inaka, Crystal Marie. Who else am I missing? Was it just us? I don't remember. But yeah, we just the food there and just beautiful. And it's like this war-torn country, but it's like, you know, they're trying. And then like a couple years ago, I think it like blew up.
Yeah.
And so I hope they're all okay. I mean, I did make friends out there with some of the people, and they were all like, yeah, we're still here. And I'm like, okay, good. But yeah, it was just beautiful, beautiful. We went into this like underground cave, kind of like a cavern. Like you walk down, there's like stalactites and stalagmites and all that kind of stuff. And then you go down to a lower level, and you get in these canoes, and the cave is like, you know, maybe like 3 feet from your face, and you have to kind of like lean back.
No.
But they lit like floodlights underwater, and you're just coasting on this like, oh my god, it was gorgeous.
No, that's a
great place to take an edible, FYI.
That's a claustrophobic for me.
It was beautiful. Whew, and you just put your hand in, it's like freezing. Oh, it's great. I loved it. I love Beirut. Beirut was a really cool city. Yeah.
And is there any, of all these places you visit, is there anything that, any customs that you would be like, oh, I wish they would do this here in the U.S. from any of those places?
Like what? Like,
a custom or the way that they behave in some places or food or, you know.
Yeah, like some people are like, you know, if they go to Italy and they eat more. Servings, but smaller portions, kind of thing, or you know, they do.
I mean, one that kind of like stuck in my head, speaking of Beirut, was like they ate all night. So we would go like do a show or we go to a club afterwards, and there'd be like just people everywhere, and they're just eating, and their food. Oh my god, their food is so good! It's just like hummus and like tabbouleh and like baba ganoush and like very all Mediterranean. Like you pick out your. You pick your fish. If you order the fish, you go pick it out in the ice.
Oh, right.
You know, it's like, oh, we just caught this 5 minutes ago. And like,
fresh.
And the customer service is just so wonderful. They'll just come over and like, what do you want? Here it is. Like, and they're on it. But then even like if you go out into the nightlife, I remember Chinedu and I were walking down this, we got to this bar and we walked inside and we're walking down this pitch black hallway. And you can hear music, but it's so dark. Like, almost like, I was like, is this a haunted maze? If something jumps out, I'm going to punch it, you know? And we walk around, and then immediately we would turn the corner. It's like the Great Gatsby. Like, everyone's just like, like, and there's girls on the bar.
Did some guy went like,
hello, welcome. Yeah. It was like that, and they have like a booth for everyone, and like we're all sitting there, and you know, there's people dancing on the bars, and then at the very end of the night, it was the last song of the night. They play this song, and everyone crosses their hands over one another, and we're all like walking around, like crossed hands around the entire club. It was really weird and cool, and I was like, well, this is fun, and everyone's just having like. Like a kind of like celebration that we all had a great time that
night. And then somebody eats somebody's ass.
And then someone eats someone's ass. Yeah, and we're like, oh, what a time to be alive, you know?
I gotta tell you this. So when I was in Nova Scotia recently,
wait, this reminded you of something.
It does. This reminds me of something.
I gotta tell you when I got my ass eaten.
Yeah, exactly. You keep double dipping on the eating of ass, and I have to say, I had to follow a running theme. When I did my Canadian tour, I had to follow a comic. Now my family was in the audience on this evening, my father and my aunt, And this comic did 20 minutes on eating ass. Like his whole 20 thing was
minutes?
Like, yes, it was the whole, his whole
That's
set.
Even longer than the actual eating ass.
Yeah, God. Yes.
The whole set was about eating ass and about how nobody's scared of it anymore and all this kind of stuff. Just eating ass, eating ass, eating ass. So then I had to follow all the eating of ass.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was there. I'd be like, come on, we get it. Like, I'd be like, we get it.
Two nights later at a family dinner, I'm sitting with my father and my aunt. And they both said, we've got a question. We've been talking to each other for the last couple of days. We want to ask you something, Jay. And I was like, what's that? And they go, why was that comedian? He was talking about eating ass. And he kept saying eating ass. And I was like, yes, what's the question? My sister, my brother, we're all at the dinner table. We're like, what's happening here? And my father and my aunt both go, yeah, we just don't. Why? When did it become eating ass? Why isn't it just kissing ass or sucking up? We used to just say sucking up, and I was like, oh, my God.
They didn't even realize.
And this is how I realized every baby boomer at my dinner table, every baby boomer in my family, they all thought that the guy was talking about a kiss ass or a suck up. And I had to, at family
dinner. Wait, sucking up was eating ass?
They listened to a comedian do a whole routine about eating ass.
Wow.
And my father and my aunt were sitting there watching going, Why don't they just call it a suck up? Why aren't you being a suck up? And I was like, well, it's a very different thing.
Wow.
Did you tell them?
I had to explain.
What did they say?
In front of my family, I was like, yeah, it's a you're a very different connotation. Eating ass actually means eating ass.
God, that just sounds like a new segment called Thanksgiving Confessions.
I was like, why isn't it kissing ass? Well, it's closely related technically.
You could kiss
but
it.
But it's not what you think. So.
That's hilarious.
I mean, that's a good Thanksgiving table talk right there.
Yeah. Yes, it's good to know that eating
like your grandma's
eating
like,
ass
when I was a kid, I would lick ass all the time. Oh, my God, Grandma.
I'm talking about sucking up.
But Rover Cleveland used to lick ass all the time. Yeah,
but I just considered it giving the teacher an apple. That was how I ate ass.
Oh, my God.
I got in trouble in school for eating ass all the time. Well, what I...
You deserved it.
I don't know why I started talking like a detective for the fifth. Well, I'll see. Looks like I got it.
Buddy, thanks for being an amazing guest.
Thank you.
We always, Justin and Martindale, ladies and gentlemen, we have one final question that we always... Oh, sorry.
Oh, but before, where do people can find him? Share your...
I know
you're going to be on the This Is It on Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
In social
Friday.
Media.
Social media, find me at Justin Martindale on Instagram, at Just Martindale on Twitter, and follow my podcast, Glitter and Garbage, on iTunes and Spotify. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
Those are the things.
And also for you guys, also follow us on Standby Podcast, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all the social media, and follow us, JJ and Francisco Ramos as well. And yes, we have one last question that we always like to ask.
Yeah, we always have one final question we always ask of our guests, which is, do you have one little piece of travel advice that you would like to hand down to somebody? Say they're going on a trip somewhere, and maybe they're panicking, stressing about everything. Do you have one little thing that you like to tell people to make their trip even more worthwhile? Other than go see the shower scene.
On a plane or like
anywhere.
In general?
And in general. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Dan Bacadell told us, you know, don't stress, you can buy it there. So don't worry about finding every apartment. So, you know, stuff like that. Like what crosses your mind that makes you go, you know, I need to worry less about this, or
it always helps to be nice.
Okay. Nice to the flight people.
The flight people, the people who actually live in the town.
Don't slap your stewardess.
Don't fucking
who?
Like just slap. People acting like assholes.
Haven't you? You're not aware of this?
There's an
abundance of stewardesses getting attacked lately.
I thought you meant like slapping the ass.
Oh no! It's like just
like
be nice.
Yeah.
Like if you I had
nice can get you a lot.
Nice can get you a lot, even in a town or like a country you're not even familiar with. Like if you actually approach them in a nice way and say like, "Hey, I'm."
Yeah, don't be arrogant.
Here.
You're doing. Yeah. That's smart. That's true.
Yeah.
And
I'm American. Give me things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely have like an app, like a map app or something like that.
Like a Google Maps.
Something like that. Yeah. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I can't stand when I'm in another country and then the phone, I've become so reliant on the maps and stuff like that. But, you know, you get your, when you're abroad, you just get no signal on your phone all of a sudden, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you really have to rely on being kind, because that's when you do have to ask people, hey, can you tell me where the biblioteca is?
I had to do the WhatsApp thing in Beirut.
Well, WhatsApp, everybody, the whole world uses WhatsApp.
Except for the States.
Yeah, so I use WhatsApp all the time, but
I never do.
Is there a map thing on WhatsApp?
No, but it's like you can talk, you can call, you can text, and it's all free.
So
it's good to use it when you're...
Yeah,
you
that's a good piece of advice as well.
Yeah, but that's cool. So be nice. Be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
That's it. It's not hard. Nice.
Kindness costs nothing.
It really is the cheapest
thing. My car getting stolen. I was being nice.
Assholes. Stop having sex in Francisco's car.
If we've learned anything from this podcast.
Poor Bethany, or whatever I named her.
Yeah.
Bethany.
I don't remember.
Yeah, who names her car that way?
Yeah.
That's usually why your cars get stolen.
Yeah.
Well, kettle.
Well, thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you guys for
coming. Thank you. Yes, and have Justin. Fun on this weekend. I want to see what happens if he's. If you guys went back
to
the shower.
Stories.
Sounds like it's going to be eventful.
Bye, Alu. So.